We are learning Masechtas Ksubos Daf Pei Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Shemeres Yavam Shenaflu La Nechosim. Shemeres Yavam is a Isha, let's say she's married to Reuven. Reuven dies, she didn't have any children, so she's aiming to marry Shimon now, but she's waiting for Yibum. She's called Shemeres Yavam. And all of a sudden, she got a Yerusha from her side of the family, she got Nechosim. So Moidim Beisham Beisil Shemecheres V'Nesenes V'Kayim. Both Beisham Beisil argued before by Aruso who gets a Yerusha that there it's Machlekes Chatchila she could sell it because she's being Mafkia the husband's payers eventual payers. They both agree that by Shemeres Yavam is less than Arusa and they could sell it L'Chatchila. Mesa, what happens if this Shemeres Yavam dies? Now she's left with Nichse Malug, Nichse Tzarim Barzel, and her Ksuba. Which usually what happens is when the Yavam does Yibum, so the Yavam takes over the Yerusha and takes over the Ksuba also. But here, she died before she had a chance to collect her Ksuba, obviously, because she was waiting for the Yavam. And she owns Nichse Malug, and Nichse Tzarim Barzel are in the Ksuba also, nothing happened with it. So what's the halacha? Ma yasu b'ksubasa? What do you do with the Ksuba? Uvin chasim ha-nechnasim ha-yitzim yavam. And with the Nichse Malug. Nechasim ha-nechnasim ha-yitzim yavam are the Nichse Malug. They come in with her, and they go out with her. So it's a big machlaikas here. We had a very similar Mishnah in Masechtas Yevamim. So it's a machlaikas over here, what you do with those nechasim. Beishami Eimrim, Yachloiku Yerushi Abalim Yerushi Av. Like Rashi explains, this is going to Nichse Malug. The Ksuba, which means the 200 and 100 and the Tesefes Ksuba, that the Baal's family, which is the Yavam, they hold on to that money. They don't have to pay anyone. The Nichse Malug, the Yerushi Abal and Yerushi Av, they split it. They split it, which means the Nichse Malug, half goes to the Yerushi Abal, which means the Yavam, and half go to the Yerushi Av, which means her family, the Isha's family. The Nechasim stay with the Chazaka. According to Rashi, that's going on the Nichse Tzarim Barzel. Nichse Tzarim Barzel are the Nechasim that the husband took a chrayis for. Now the husband's dead, now she's dead. Who gets those nechasim? So it's becheskasim. Who is the machzik? So Rashi says, it's telling the machloikis in Perek Mishmeis and Perek Basra, that one man the Amal here there holds the Yerushi Abal, which means the Yavam side is the muchzik, since the Baal, the original Baal, was a chrayis in it, so it's like his. So the Yavam, the brother, gets the Yerusha. And some say it belongs to the Isha, and therefore the Yerushi Isha get it. That's machloikis. But it goes becheskasim, machloikis what becheskasim means. The ksuba of Cheskel Yerushi Abal, the ksuba, the 200-100, that definitely goes the Yerushi Abal, which means the Yavam holds on to that money. Nechasim ha-nechnasim v'yitzimimo, which is the nechsim alug, that belongs to her. So that nechasim ha-nechnasim v'yitzimimo, but Cheskel Yerushi Abal, that belongs to her side of the family. So mechlekes be'sham v'yisil is be'ikah by nechsim alug, if you do it achleiku, or it's be'chazaka of the Isha. And I in the Gemara and Yavamis that explains this mechlekes. Our Gemara and our Masechtas Ksubos will not go into that. Heniach achiv mayas. Let's say the brother, which means Reuven, left over money. So the halacha is, this man the Yama holds, that money is meshubit to her ksuba. And the halacha is that if when she after she marries Shimon and she gets divorced, the ksuba is meshubit from the first brother's nechasim, from Reuven's nechasim. So this money has to be kept around to see, to pay her ksuba. So what do you do with it? You lock him on karka, you buy karka, who are the payers? And the Yavam will eat the payers. Payers at Lushim and karka are the same thing. They're metaltim, they're meshubit to the ksuba. You lock him on karka, you buy karka, who are the payers? Who eats payers? Hamachubarim karka, the ones that are mechubit to karka, Amar Rameir, also, that's also Meshuvah to the Ksuba. Shaman Oysa Kama Yafim a Paris, Kama Yafim Le Paris. You see how much the field's worth with the Paris and without the Paris. Vam Oysa, that value, you lock him in Karka by Karka, who are the Paris, he is Paris. Basically, all the Nechasim of Reuven are Meshuvah to the Ksuba. Sai his Karkoyas, and Sai his Paris and Metalthim and money. And you sell that money by Karka. Now, all that Karka, the Yavam, could eat the Paris from it. But it's all meshubed, and it all belongs to him eventually, but it's all meshubed to her ksuba that she has to first collect the ksuba, and then he could have those karkas to himself. So it means if Shimon gets divorced, so then he pays up the ksuba, and then the rest of the karkas belong to him. But Chum argue, Chum hold that the metaltim are not meshubed to the ksuba. But Chum argue, Peres ha-mechabarim be-karka is shaloi. The Peres ha-mechabarim le-karka belong to him. And we'll see, the Gemara is going to have a problem with that later on. But the Peres ha-mechabarim le-karka is shaloi. Vatlushim minakarka, whatever is talush, and that's not meshubah to the ksuba, so it depends. Call it koidim zacha behem. Kodem hu zocha. If he's zocha first, then it's his. Kodma hi, if she was taifisit mechayim of Ruvain, then it becomes meshuvah to her ksuba, because she was taifisit. Yilachim and karka v'yecha peris. They buy his karka and he eats the peris. And Rashi speaks out that by money also, the halach is, money also, the halach will be called kodem hem zocha, because it's not meshuvah to her ksuba, and really, if Shimon gets it in his hands, then he holds on to it, and you don't have to give it towards the ksuba. Once Shimon does married, it's his wife for all dinim. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Besides that, the ksuba is meshubit from the nichsei baila harishim, which is Reuven's nechasim. Shimon is yerish them, but they are meshubit to her ksuba. Lo yoyimala, he can't say to her, "Arik suvasam nachas l'shochan." Says, "You know what? Here, I'm going to prepare your ksuba for you, and the rest of the nechasim are not meshubit." No, you can't say that. The kol nechasim achray l'ksuvasa, all the nechasim achray l'ksuvasa, because she says, "I'm scared you're going to land up with no money, and even though if you sold it, I get to collect meshubadim. I don't want to go collect meshubadim. I want my money to be available." V'chein, even any wife, you shouldn't say, this is set aside for your ksuba, and the rest of the nechasim not meshubit. All the nechasim achrayim l'ksuba, and you can't sell it. We'll see in the Gemara what that means exactly. Gersha, if Shimon, who did Yibam, gives her a gerishin, ain't lo elok ksuba, she only gets a ksuba, Herzira, if he takes her back, he has the same din as all nashim, that the halach is, when you take back a wife, it's al das ksuba rishayna, whatever that means, we'll have to see. Ve'ain lo elok ksuba vad, you only get the ksuba. Akoponim, it's a loaded mishnah, but what our Gemara's discussion will be more is in the Gabri Yerusha Av Yerusha Abal discussion, that we have here a Shemeres Yavam, and we say by Shemeres Yavam, when her husband dies, so she is owed a ksuba, but since she's marrying the Yavam comes in place of Reuven, Shimon comes in place of Shimon, so now only when Shimon gets divorced will she collect a ksuba. But there is a ksuba that is outstanding that Shimon took over now. So Zakta Gemara, Abayaluhu, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa. Let's say before they had a chance to do Yibam, she died. Who's chayv to bury her? Is it her family who's being yerish for Nichsei Malug? Or is it his family who is being yerish to Ksuba? Shemeres Yavam Shemesa. Mi kaivra. Yerish Aval kaivra la to kayarsi Ksuba, because they yerish to Ksuba. Oidilma yerish Av kaivra la to kayarsi Nechasim hanechnasim yerisim Yimam, because they are yerish to Nichsei Malug. So who is chayv in the Kvura? Now Tosfos points out that really, the kvura is atu the nedunya, which is the nichsei tzayim barzel. And here we said, the nichsei tzayim barzel, it doesn't for sure go to the baal, maybe it goes to the av. Rashi says, machlokes on barasra. So what's going on over here? Zayfrek Taisis. So Taisis says, the shemeres yavam is different than arusa. By arusa, it's mavoyer that it's connected, the nichsei tzayim barzel, not connected the ksuba of 200-100. He says, by shemeres yavam, there it's very possible the kvura, instead of 200-100, because we look at it, that really, it's like she collected a ksuba from her husband Reuven's nechasav, and then she gives it to the yavam. And the yavam's, she give a present to the yavam, then the yavam's meshuvah to her to bury her, or do that 200-100. Akaponim, as the Taisa says, but Akaponim, the marashal is, is it atu the ksuba or atu nichsei malug? Because here, the yarshe habal, which is the yavam, is holding on to her ksuba, her 200 and 100. And the yarshe av are holding on to nichsei malug. So which one is chayav kvura? Omrav Amram, Tashima, I'll show you from a braisa. First a braisa. Tanya learned to the braisa. Shemeres yavam shemesa. Shemeres yavam dies. Yarsheha, yarshe ksubasa. The yarshe of the ksuba, which is the yarshe habal, chayavim kvurasa. Chayavim kvurasa. So they have to do the kvura. Oh my bai, bai wants to make a riot to this. Afanam Tanina. We also have a mafurish shah brice like this. Amona nizoinais minichsi yisayim. It might even be a mishnah. Amona nizoinais minichsi yisayim. But amona nizoinais minichsi yisayim. The loch is, amona that's getting nizoinais minichsi yisayim. The loch is, if a father dies, and a husband dies, leaves over children, so the rush goes to the children. The amona collects mezonos from the yisayimim. U'maisi da'a shalem. And her maisi da'a go to the yisayimim. Ve'en chayav v'kvurasa. But they are not chayiv. The yisayimim are not chayiv in her kvura. They're not chayiv in the kvura. Even though they're getting the maisi da'a, but they're not chayiv in the kvura. So that's what we're talking about over there. This is a mishnah later on the Tanakhayim base. But it says, who's chayav neksuba? Yorshim ksubasa chayav mekvurasa. The yorshim of ksuba chayav mekvurasa. Now, in a regular case where it's a man and a zaynis, v'nichsei yisayimim, you have yisayimim, actually the yisayimim are the yorshim of ksuba. So they're chayav mekvurasa. So what are we talking about here when we say Yarsha, Yarsha Xvasa Chaim Kvarasa? But is a hell Amana, Shiesha Stay Yarshim? Which type of Amana would apply to say the second half of his Mishnah, Yarsha, Yarsha Xvasa Chaim Kvarasa? Who is that? It must be Avayim Ezu Shemeres Yavam. Must be going on Shemeres Yavam. Like Taisus explains, this Mishnah is not talking about Shemeres Yavam because it says Nichse Yisayimim. Someone who has Yisayimim is not Oymer Liyibum. Well, we're dashing from the Mishnah, from the extra word, Yarshel, Yarshek Subasa, those extra words are saying like this, that there are people who have two Yarshim, that's Shemeres Yavam, has the Nichsim Alua go to her side of the family, the Ksuba goes to his side of the family. So in such a case, we say, Yarshel, Yarshek Subasa, Chai Yavam Kvarasa. So that's why it's arrived from this Mishnah, this idea that whoever gets her Ksuba is Chayiv in the Kvura. And next time, the next Gemara, we'll discuss why is that true? Why is the Yavam Chayiv in the Kvura? Lamaisa, it's not his wife, but on the other hand, he gets the Ksuba, so that'll be a discussion in the next Gemara. But what we're coming out like this is that the Yarsha Ksubasa are the ones Chayiv in the Kvura, not the Yarsha of Nichsei Malog.